بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson we will be commencing with Surah Yunus, having completed Surah At-Tawbah in the 11th juz. And Surah Yunus, unlike Surah At-Tawbah, which was a Madani Surah, Surah Yunus is a Makki Surah. And what is meant by this, as we had mentioned many times before, when a surah is a Makki surah, then this indicates that the bulk of the verses were revealed prior to the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we know, these surahs of the Quran, these verses were not all revealed at once, but rather certain passages or portions would be revealed at different occasions. And Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam would then instruct the sahaba radiyallahu anhum to put those verses in a certain surah, or to write it down with the other verses from a certain surah. And in this way, these surahs were then completed. So this particular surah, the majority of its verses, consisting of 109 verses, the entire surah, the majority of this were revealed prior to the hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. And like most of the Makki surahs, the central theme is speaking about Iman, Tawheed, Nubuwat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and primarily focusing on matters of the hereafter, belief in the Akhirah, in the day of Qiyamah, in accountability for one's actions, etc. And various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's incidents have been mentioned in the surah, of course one being Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, after whom the surah is named. And just a bit of background regarding Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had gone to Ta'if, and he had gone to invite the people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know the entire incident of Ta'if. He was not given a very welcome reception, and he was insulted, he was beaten physically. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that condition, whilst bleeding, whilst being wounded, with his being very dejected, feeling low, he then takes refuge in a garden on the outskirts of Ta'if. He is, of course, physically fatigued as well. And there is a slave by the name of Addas. He sees this person sitting in this condition. So he brings a plate or a bowl of grapes and he offers it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam accepts the grapes and he reads Bismillah before partaking of it. So Addas is taken aback and he says that, I have heard you saying something that I have not heard in this region, in this area, but I used to hear it in my hometown. And then he explains that I come from a place called Ninwa. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he hears the name of this place, he then says that my brother Yunus bin Matta, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent to that region. He is my brother in deen, in the sense that he is a Nabi, and I am also the Nabi of Allah. So this was him recognizing the effort of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, taking the name of Allah, the slave Addas, who is now living in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of course many, many years, or many decades or centuries after Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's time, but he still remembers those teachings or those words of Bismillah that were taught by Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. On another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam tells the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, when they were praising him, so he says to them, لا تفضلوني على يونس بن متى, that when you praise me, then do not state that I have any virtue over Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, by praising me, don't inadvertently run down Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, or show that he is lesser of a Nabi than me. Of course, this was the humility of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we know that he was the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but this was his love or the respect that he had for Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Nevertheless, we'll just read the first two verses. Here the surah commences, Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab al-Hakim. Alif Lam Ra, these surah beginnings, these verses are known as the Huruf al-Muqatta'at, and the meaning of these verses, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Mim, these are known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This, the meaning of these verses have not been given to us. And one of the reasons Mufassirin mention, this is a test of Iman, that you have the rest of the Quran, which is guidance, which is hidayat, which has been clarified to you, and these verses you are required to believe in whether you understand them or not. Tilka ayatul kitab al-hakim, Allah says these are the verses of a book that is full of wisdom. Every verse, every teaching of the Quran is full of wisdom. And then Allah mentions amazement at the attitude of the mushrikeen of Mecca, where they rejected Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam because of him being a human being. So Allah says, أَكَانَ لِلنَّاسِ عَجَبًا, that is it something strange? Do the people find it strange? And أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ, that we have sent revelation to a man from amongst them. Do they find this entire thing strange? That why have we commissioned a Nabi from amongst them? And what did we instruct him to do? أَنْ أَنْذِرِ النَّاسِ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that give warnings to the people, in other words, those who reject, those who disbelieve, then warn them about the punishment that awaits them, and give glad tidings to the believers. أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, that they will have an excellent footing, an excellent position by their Rabb. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them into His bounties, into the gardens of Jannah. So when they hear these verses or these warnings, or these glad tidings given by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ مُبِينٌ, the disbelievers, when they hear him saying this, then they say, this man is quite obviously a magician. This is sihr, this is jadu that he is doing, and this is not any divine revelation. Alama Baydawi rahimahullah, under this verse he says, that by these kuffar, these mushrikeen making this statement, that these words of the Qur'an, or what he is claiming to be the Qur'an, these are just words of magic, of sihr. He says, by them making the statement, without them realizing, they have actually admitted that the words of Qur'an are not man-made. It is not something that he could have fabricated from his own side, because this goes beyond the speech of man. To this extent that they are calling it magic, it is not something that an ordinary human being is capable of producing. But we know the reality is that it has nothing to do with magic. Rather, it is divinely revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will stop here and commence from the next verse tomorrow, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.